Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Age to age, we stand.
Amen. 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 Welcome, 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 welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling in on Friday night. I am your host, LaShawn from Texas. It's just a pleasure to be with you tonight. For those that know how to reach out to me, let me know you can hear me. I am doing the broadcast in a different location in my home. So please let me know that you can hear me. Send me a message. I pray that you can hear that everything is coming clear through the airways. I'm going to try not to be on here too long tonight. I've been resting my voice, resting my body. But I thank God because God, he's how great is our God? How great is our Father? He's so good. He's a good dad. And so I tell you, how great. He's good. And we give him the glory. We give him the praise and honor. So we got confirmation. Y'all can hear me clear? Okay. So I've been in the process of trying to detox my body, sweating all the toxin out. I just want to pray over those that's in Texas and other states that's dealing with respiratory infection and, you know, the upper respiratory infection and bronchitis, whatever virus, do not fear. Speak the word over your situation. Keep encourage yourself. Keep prophesying over yourself. That speak the word that God already took the stripes. Christ already took the stripes upon him. You are healed. You shall prosper as well as your soul prosper. You command your healing to come forth. So I pray for those that's dealing with the upper respiratory infection. I just speak that the infection leave their body right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to give a wisdom and knowledge of good, healthy food, vitamins, herbs that we need for this upcoming season. So taking care of your body now, because in the month of October and November, you're going to see a drastic shift of weather. You want to write this down. You're going to begin to feel a shift when it comes down to the weather. So, Father God, I thank you. Father God, this is your radio. We always say this is G-O-D, Yahweh Radio. So you increase, I decrease. What do you have for your people tonight? What word do you want to give them? I ask that you speak, Holy Spirit. You take over, strengthen my body, strengthen my voice. I call the angel to come in this place. The Holy Spirit come up on this airway. We come against the prince of the airway. Father God, you know what your people need before they pick up and call in. So, Father God, I ask that you take over my mouth. Holy Spirit, take over. Holy Spirit, you don't even have to ask. You have permission. Come and sit with us. Oh, Holy Spirit, this is your broadcast. So I thank you, Father God. I thank you for covering our family. I thank you for the protection. I thank you for covering every host that come on Blog Talk Monday through Sunday. I thank you for the protection over their family in the name of Jesus. I'm going to share just a word. First, I want to go, we've been in the book of John. In the beginning was the Word. We already know who is the Word. What did the Word come from? Who is the Word? And how did the word become flesh? We've been doing this series in the book of John. And God is speaking because he showed me we got to go back. We got to go back. We got to go back. We got to redo this thing. A lot of people have been taught wrong. But if they don't know who I am, that this is Christ speaking. If they don't know who I am, who created this earth, how this earth was formed, if they don't know who I am, who the Father is, and who his Son, they ain't going to understand nothing. They ain't going to understand the end time. If they don't understand the end time, they ain't going to understand. If they can't understand the beginning, that's what he's saying. If they don't understand in the beginning, they're not going to understand the end. There's no way they're going to understand the end if they can't understand the beginning, how this thing happened in the beginning, how this world was created from the beginning, who I am from the beginning. My God, Holy Spirit, speak. Who I am. This is the Father speaking. Who I am from the beginning. If they don't understand who I am and who I am is who they are. If they don't understand where they was created from the beginning, who created them from the beginning, who created everything from the beginning, if they can't understand that, they ain't going to understand the end, and they ain't going to understand the middle. If they don't understand their true identity in Christ, if they don't understand that I spoke the word and the word came here and came into flesh, they ain't going to understand. If they don't understand that I came as the light of the world, if they don't understand I didn't come to condemn the world, but I came to set the captives free. This is Christ speaking. If they don't understand that I came as the light, if they don't understand that I am the true bread, not the bread that my Father gave them, matter, gave your ancestors, gave Moses, goddamn manna, if they don't understand that I came here as the true bread, if they don't understand I am the true wine dresser, if they don't understand I am the meat that they need, if they don't understand that, they ain't gonna understand nothing else. They're gonna perish. They're gonna perish because of lack of knowledge. If they don't understand my word, which I spoke when I was walking on this earth, now this is Christ speaking. Y'all listen, those who have an ear to hear, you got to catch it, because see, you can flow in the prophetic by speaking the word, because who is the word? The word is God. Jesus was the word. God came as Jesus as the word. You got to catch it. So if you don't understand this, I walk this earth. This is Christ. As I walk this earth 200,000 years ago, I prophesied. I told. Everything that I told, it manifests. I did nothing of myself. Everything he said, everything that you see me do, you see the Father do. Because who am I? Do you understand who am I? Do you understand the things that I did? This is Christ speaking. This ain't LaShawn speaking. He's just using me to be his mouthpiece. Who am I talking to tonight? He was the word. John, the book of John, if you want to know who's the word, if you want to know who Yahweh is, get in the book of John. The book of John, and this one Bible verse that I would like to share with y'all tonight. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Let me say that again. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. There's a lot of fear going on. Fearing to die. Fearing that you're going to lose your children. Fear that you're going to lose your place. Fear of sickness, fear not having money. But what did Jesus say in John 4:18? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. His word, When you learn of his word and who he is, you're not going to walk in fear. You ain't going to walk in fear of dying. You ain't going to walk in fear of losing things, because you're going to have a relationship with the Father, and you're going to know the Father ain't, let me tell somebody something tonight that's going through something. The Father will not shame you. He ain't going to cause no shame to come up on you. See, he see things that you can't see. Even when Christ was walking up on this earth, he was able to see things that his disciple couldn't see. Even when he gave his disciple instruction, even when he spoke the words to his disciple, they couldn't even catch it. They didn't even understand what he was saying half of the time. Even when we look at Isaiah 41 and 10, tell us, fear thy not, fear. Don't fear what's going on, because things are going to take a turn. Things are going to change, because the word, the Bible, in the Bible tells me that things are going to take place. There are a lot of prophecy in the Bible that warn us things to take place. It have to take place. But do not fear, because for God, he have not given us the spirit to fear. He didn't give us the spirit of fear. But what did he give us? Power, love, and a sound mind. He tell us, be not demised, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. He will be your help, and he will hold thee with the right hand of righteousness. You can find that in Isaiah 41 and 10. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 tell us, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but what? Power. My God, I felt that. When you know who you are, whose you are, you can speak the word, your word. We say life and death is in the power of the tongue. Some things you can speak will make the enemy back up. Some things you will speak, the enemy begin to run the opposite direction. I don't know if y'all understand that and believe that, but I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell you something that I don't know, that I have not experienced. But when I say this Bible verse right here, y'all catch it. You catch it. Those who have an ear, catch it when I say it. Watch this. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power. Did you not hear that? Did you not hear that? Did you not feel that? But power and love and a sound mind. That means you will have a sound mind when you get in your bed and rest. A sound mind when you walk out your door and go to the doctor. A sound mind when you go up on your job. You won't have a sound mind even in your home. Things will begin to happen in your home, and I'm here to help somebody out tonight. Things, when you know the love of Christ, when you have a connection with Christ and get in the secret place with Christ, when he start dealing with you and what you got on the inside, when you begin to release things, when you begin to be washed, purified, try like fire, when he begin to do a greater work on you on the inside, washing you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, when you got to walk in a certain type of faith, it's just you and Christ walking in this faith. You ain't alone, because he ain't going to let you drown. He's going to pull you up. But when you get to that place, you're going to know what you carry. You're going to believe in his word and stand on his word. You're going to understand, well, God, you shut this door for a reason. God, you pulled me off this job for a reason. God, you did a separation for a reason. God, my body is going through something for a reason. It might look like everybody else. Y'all better look at Job. When Job was going through something, what was his friend doing? They sat with him for 7 days. Looking at poor Job. Job had all type of stuff on his face. Oh boy, he couldn't even sleep. He was sick. He was just sick. He looked terrible. They sat around him. His friends sat around him. And for 7 days, they were not able to open their mouth for 7 days. But when they did talk, they were asking Job, what did you do for God to cause this to you? And Job was trying to plead his case. I didn't do nothing. Let me help y'all out tonight. Even before Satan went to tempt Job, God asked him, have you considered my servant Job? Because God know he hated evil and he was a righteous man. So that is a perfect example. You can be a righteous woman, a righteous man, or a righteous woman, but that don't mean the inferno ain't going to hit your body. You can be the righteous man or the righteous woman. That don't mean your household ain't going to be up on attack. Don't mean your marriage ain't going to be up on attack. You can be a righteous man of God and a righteous woman of God. That don't mean you ain't going to lose your job. That don't mean you ain't going to lose your car. But you can be the righteous man of God and the righteous woman of God. That don't mean you might not, you might, that don't mean it's going to exclude you for losing one of your child. Who am I talking to tonight? Because Job even prayed when he was going through something. He prayed because he knew he feared evil. When he feared God, he hated evil. He knew how to get down on his face and pray. Well, God give it, he take it away. He says, for I came in this world naked, I should leave up out of here. You know, even though he slayed me, I will trust him. Knew how to pray. He didn't fear. Even though Job even questioned, why am I going through this? And God told him. Eventually he told him. But he didn't lose his faith. He didn't fear. When they kept coming to him news after news, oh, all your lifestyle gone. Oh, you didn't lost your children. Oh, they kept giving him news after news. And after he lost all that, and then he turned around and got sick. Come on, y'all. He had to go through some things. And you look at Ezekiel, oh my God, oh my God, Holy Spirit speak. When we look at Ezekiel, that's why I'm saying, oh, y'all reading the word for yourself. Because when you read the word for yourself, it will shut your mouth up complaining a lot. It will shut your mouth up for saying, why me? It will shut your mouth up for fear, because we fear God and we fear him because it's going to protect us. When we fear him, it's going to strengthen us, strengthen our mind and strengthen our body. Look what happened to Ezekiel. God told him he was going to take his wife. But what did God tell Ezekiel? Who am I talking to tonight? See, I'm going to break some stuff. Some things got to be broken up off of us. He told Ezekiel, your wife going to die and you better not cry. Oh, who am I talking to tonight? Who, when God tell you he's going to take one of your loved ones and tell you, you better not cry. Is we not in the Bible? Ain't that what the Bible tell us? That he told Ezekiel, I'm going to take your wife and you better not cry. Come on, y'all. Come on. What did he tell Moses and Jeremiah? Don't even pray for them. If you even open your mouth, I'm paraphrasing the way I know how. But if you pray for them, I'm not going to even listen, because don't pray for them. God already had his judgment. Come on. Righteous men and righteous women, they do go through things. And we are in a season that we got to pray for the leaders like never before. I am going to release a word on her. I have many dreams. I'm telling you, dream. I thank God for the dreams and vision. Some of them are end time dreams, prophetic dreams. You know, they are dreams, warning dreams, you know. I have dreams about myself, you know. So I'm going to share this word. And then I'm assured of prophetic. I'm assured what the Holy Spirit showed me. Like I said, don't fear. When we go to the book of John, chapter 10, then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. That's why Jesus said you cannot come to my Father unless you come to me, that he is the way. He is the doorway to the Father. You cannot get over him, go underneath him, go all the way around to the side. You got to know that Christ, why did he say, you, I am the way, the truth, and the light. I am the way. You cannot get to the Father unless you know that I am the way. You got to accept me. Why did he say that, y'all? Because in the beginning was what? In the beginning was the Word. Who is the Word? God is the Word. What did God do? He came down here as the Word into flesh form, which it was Christ. So how you not gonna accept Christ and say he's not real when he is Yahweh? That's the reason why he said, I am the doorway. And that even came before me. Listen, all that even came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. When you know who's the shepherd, when you know who got the real food, real meat, real wine, when you know who's the wine dresser, when you know who's the true Word, when the thieves and robber come up on the scene, you ain't going to hear them. You ain't going to hear their word. You'll hear them, but your spirit on the inside going to know they are thieves and robbers. He let us know there were thieves and robbers before I came here, and they're going to be thieves and robbers after I leave. They still in the earth while I'm here, and they still in the earth after I leave. But he said, my sheep gonna know my voice. Look what it say in verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. I mean, pasture. P-A-S-T-U-R-E. Look what it say in verse 10. The thief come not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am, look what he say, I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So he's letting us know, I am the true light. I came from true light. There are some that came before me come as the false light, the false Messiah. False. They're thieves. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came to give them the life. If you believe in what Christ is saying, you believe in the Word, because the Word is written. If you believe in the Word, you're going to have life, and life abundantly. When you close your eyes here on earth, there's only two places you're going to go. I don't care what they say. It's all written through the Bible. Those who say, he said, you're going to live and you're going to have eternity life. That's what the Word say. That ain't what LaShawn say. But he even say, those that don't believe in me, don't accept me, this is Christ. They already been judged. We already seen that in previous messages. They already been judged. They in their sin. They haven't repent. Repent means turn for your wicked way. You got to change your heart. You got to change your mind. That's by repent. See, people repent, but they not turning. They still doing things. They still backsliding. They still doing things that God it leave a bad taste in his mouth. They repent. They'll say, I apologize. How many people apologize, but they go back and do the same thing? That means they not speaking really in their heart. It's still in their heart to do wicked things. They truly ain't went through that repentance. Repentance, you gonna get your healing and your deliverance when you repent. When you come a new creature, when you go into the water and get baptized, when you accept Christ as your Savior and you go in the water and get baptized, he said you come up as a new creature. You're turning from your old ways. You're turning from your old thoughts. You're turning from what used to be in your heart. That means you start drinking from the cup that's in his hand. He said, bless those who thirst for righteousness, that he's going to fill you up. You're going to want to chase after him more. You're going to want to read more. You want to study more. You're going to want to cry out to him, love on him. You're going to cry out for more healing and deliverance. Heal me, deliver me, set me free. Set me free from myself. And when you come to that place, you ain't going to have the taste of the things you used to do. You ain't going to have the taste want to go to the club. You ain't going to have the taste of being whatever you was before you was really self Christ and repent and turn from your ways. Well, Father, I thank you for the word. Like I said, I'm not going to be on here too long. I thank you for your word. Father God, I ask that you cover me, cover those that's on here. Father God, you speak. It's nothing like prayer. So before I came on here, I said, God, I want to do something different. I just want to speak, prophesy to people, but I want to prophesy a word of encouragement. Just give them a word of encouragement, because we all need word of encouragement. When we speak the word of God, prophecy comes from speaking the word of God. Do y'all know that prophecy, you can prophesy over your own self? Speak the word of God over your own self. And I say, well, Lord, I would like to prophesy to speak the word of God over them. Just if you give me one word for the call, if it's one word, give me that one word. So we'll just see how the Holy Spirit will go tonight. We're going to go ahead and take calls. If you'd like to be ministered to, just put your hand up, and I'll be more happy to pray. Like I said, if you give me one word, hey, I asked for it before I came on here. I just say, Lord, let me prophesy the word over them, word of encouragement, because we all need a word of encouragement, especially what's going on this time. I want to say this before we move on too. I don't have, like I say, the Holy Spirit has been speaking. And I'm going to say this, and I'm always going to say this. Don't just take my word for it. I always tell people, go ask God for yourself. If he show it to me, he going to show it to you. He going to come back and give you confirmation. Now, there are some, Lord, I'm going to try to say this the nice way I can say it. And we have been saying it on Blog Talk, PGN. Be careful. Be very careful. Be very careful. You don't want to be in error in this hour, in this season. And you don't want to walk in rebellion. Rebellion is a form of witchcraft. You don't want to walk in disobedience. Because you don't dream and you don't have vision, that don't mean he didn't show that person. God will send even somebody that's not even saved to come give you a word of encouragement. He don't have a respect of a person. He reigned on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. So, Everybody, we one body. We one body. And people that's on PGN, one of us might be the feet, a leg, arm. I don't care what God use me. I will be the feet. Whatever he want me to use me, use me. Use thy hand, use thy feet. Touch my heart and speak to me. That's a song. That's the song. If you can use anyone, you can use me. Because we are one body. That's where it go, earn, sharp, and earn. Somebody on Blog Talk might say this, and somebody might say that. It could be the same thing, but it's just different way of how they say it. Or because God showed this person that don't mean God didn't show this person that, because he didn't show you. All of us got unique gifts. It's not going to be the same. That's God's business, how he speak to us. That's not our business. That's his business, what he show us. Now, I ain't going to listen to that. I trust this one more than I trust that. You better be careful with that, because you can miss it. This is going to be my thing on Blog Talk, on the Wall of Prayer. Be very careful. Because God can give a child a word. You think he can't use the alcohol or drug? He can give them a word. You think that he won't? Y'all, guess I'm telling y'all. I don't know why he keep having me to say this on Blog Talk. But y'all, I'm telling you, be careful with that. But anyway, this is the prophetic thing that I'm going to release on Blog Talk. Like I said, hey, take it up with God. Take it up with him. I'm just going to release it. This week, as I've been resting, the more you rest, he will begin to speak more and more and more, giving you deep revelation, taking you to books that have prophecy. Read this, read that, read this, and it's going to line up. It's going to line up. God always, whatever he show you, going to line up with the word. He's going to line it up with the word. But what I have seen this week, I've been seeing this FBI coming to people, especially those who are seers and those that operate strongly in the prophetic prophet. I'm talking about his true prophet, the watchman that he takes behind the veil and show them what they really doing behind the scene. When God tell them to speak, they going to speak. But I see FBI agents coming knocking on their door, because what they're going to release, what they're going to be releasing, they're going to try to figure out how did they know this information. There's going to be some cover up that they're going to be releasing, cover up that they think they got away. I'm talking about cover up what they covering up in the White House, what they doing behind the scene with other countries and stuff like that. When God say warn the people, even if God tell you to warn them, warn the White House, warn them. When you begin warn the pastor, y'all, I don't know who told y'all. I don't know why these people saying you don't supposed to say nothing to no pastor. You don't supposed to say that. You out of order. Well, y'all must. I don't know what book y'all. What I don't know what they read, because what did he tell Ezekiel? What did he tell Jeremiah? What did he tell Jonah? You know, what did he tell Moses? So I don't know what they. Well, I don't know about that. But these people, especially the prophet and the watchman, when he open their mouth and tell them to speak, say what thus said the Lord, if he tell them to tell it to your governor of California, if he tell you to get online and say, but then they going to try to come and not, this is, I'm telling you, it's going to be these prophets, you know, the watchmen and the seers. When he release it, you're going to be up on gonna be up on investigation, because the things that you see in release, we need to start praying for the prophet, the watchman, the intercessor, need to start praying, because they gonna come, FBI gonna be knocking on their door trying to figure out how did you get this information, prosecuting them, How did you, you're a spy. How did you know something that they've been covering up? And you leave people and say, well, the Holy Spirit showed me. They don't believe it. Even some of them know it, but they don't believe it. This is top secret stuff. How did you know that? We need to start praying over the prophets. We need to stand together and pray over the prophet because you, I'm telling you, they about to release some top secret. God is speaking very prophetic. Very prophetic. Top secret stuff. And I see FBI coming knocking on that door, doing an investigation, trying to see how did they know this. Even locking them up, watching them. Everything you do on YouTube, everything you do on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, even on the radio, Blog Talk, we all been watched. But when these prophets, I mean, it's some already saying something, but you ain't heard nothing yet. When they really start exposing some things about the White House, what they doing in the White House, perfect example. It's a big cover-up that they covering up right now in the White House. It's a big cover-up that God spoke to me, the Holy Spirit spoke to me while I was on the prayer line last Saturday. I'm just going to say it's a big cover-up. I seen a casket, and I'm just going to put it like this. I seen a casket, and I heard Joe Biden. And they covering up some stuff. I also see that God is going to deal with a lot of leaders, pastor, bishop, high leaders, maker churches. He's going to send the angels, or he's going to speak to them himself, for them to repent, to confess their sin. The same way they've been doing thieves and robbing, manipulating people, brainwashing people, deceiving people, is going to give them a chance to stand in front of that pulpit to repent and tell the truth about what they really was doing. We need to pray over this leader because what's going to end up happening? Like I said, y'all going to see God on him. This is something that he showed me. What's going to end up happening to some of these leaders? See, people are very, they just like when the same one was saying Hosanna, Hosanna to Jesus, and he didn't do nothing wrong, but on the day of judgment, his sentence, crucify him. Y'all catch it. Those who have an ear, catch it now. Catch it. With some of these leaders, when they get on the pulpit and they ask people to forgive them, and this is what I did, and this is what I did, and some of them going to be bad, they going to hear crucified. And some of them ain't going to be able to handle it. Some of them going to try to take their life, but some people going to try to take their life. Telling you, start praying now. Go seek God and ask him for yourself. That's what I see. A lot of them going to stand in front of the pulpit and they're going to repent and they're going to tell the truth. It's going to be some stuff that we ain't going to be able to, some stuff that's going to shock some people with the truth. They're going to tell what they really been doing. Some going to be down low. Uh-oh. Some going to be down low. Some mess with some children. When they come and release this, it's going to be just like how they did Jesus, crucify him. And people are really going to be upset. And some of these people are going to have threats on their life and their family. We need to start praying over them. If God tell them to repent and stand in front of that pulpit and confess your sin in front of the congregation, because now their life going to depend on it. They life going to depend on it. If they don't do it, okay, God and I already warned them what's going to happen. And some of them going to take heed to the warning. God going to speak to them and warn them and tell them they need to confess and tell what they really been doing in those pulpits. watch. You heard it on PGN. And that's what I've been hearing. The two things I've been hearing. So we need to pray. You need to pray. You're going to see a lot of people come forward. And a lot of pastors come forward and confess their sin. You need to start praying over them. Pray over these leaders when they confess their sin, what they really been doing. Because if they don't, God is going to deal with them. He already warned them. They have already been warned. So that's what I heard. And that's all I got to say on that. Take it to the Father. And he will speak to you more on it. Amen. C62806, this is Sister
LaShawn
Masters calling. Where you calling from?
Yes, hello. This is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Hey, Cynthia. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I'm doing great. Okay. Do you have a prayer request? Or?
Yes, I wanted prayer for my cousin, Dawana. She's going through a very difficult time right now with her children.
Oh, Dawana. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you step in this situation. Father God, I thank you for covering them. I thank you for protecting them. You know, even though it's seem like the road is rough, but Father God, I just ask that you give this mother peace, peace in her mind, peace in her spirit. Father God, that she will release them. How old is her children? They up in, they like 20, like teenagers in 20?
Yes, the 20s and maybe 30s.
So, Father God, you know, and I come, you know, and I come against that guilt, shame, and condemnation that the enemy is, you know, trying to place on her. Father God, I ask that you, you know, give her a garment of rest, give her a garment of peace. That, Father God, even I ask that you continue to put fear in women's and men's around her life that she can pray, that can pray for her to keep her covered in prayer. So, Father God, I ask that you will give her rest, as Matthews tell us. Give her the rest, Father God, rest in her mind, rest in her body. That, Father God, when she surrendered to you, give everything to you, that she release her children, release her household, release it all to you, Father God. Father God, that she will not fear that anything will happen to her children, because you're not going to put more on them and more on her that she cannot handle. The Father God, you are near to the broken heart, Father God. Every negative word that those that they spoken out of their mouth, every negative word, Father God, we condemn it right now in the name of Jesus. My Oh, Father God, let her find rest. Oh, Father God, let her find the rest that she needs. And, Father God, I come against that anxious. You tell us be anxious for nothing, Father God. I stand with heaven against that fear that she's carrying, Father God. Fear that something's going to happen. Does she have a son?
Yes, and two daughters.
Father God, I stand against that fear. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of destruction. We rebuke. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father God. I ask that you touch him right now, touch his heart. Oh, Father God, let those strongholds, let the stronghold of addiction, Father God, let them be pulled down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, her strength come from you. Give her the strength to endure. Give her the strength to release her children from her heart. Give her the strength, the peace, Father God. Peace of rest, peace of mind. And Father God, I ask that you touch her heart. Touch her heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father God, I ask that they will have an encounter with you like never before. You send around, Father God. I just speak your love cover Let your love cover everything, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for turning this situation around. Thank you for healing and deliverance. Thank you, Father God. And we just speak the salvation of the Lord will be with them, Father God, that they will line up with your will. Let your will be done in their life, Father God. But I pray the strength that they will endure it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I see her really worrying about her children. That this, I don't know how close you are to her, but keep her lifted up in prayer.
Yes, yes. She, her son needs needs surgery, and they don't have the money to get the surgery, but they're trying to get him to Oklahoma where the surgery would be free because of they have Indian in them. And but they something else came up where they had to use the money to get him there. And so now they don't have the money to get him there. So it's just a mess. It's just really, and her daughter has COVID, and there's just so many things for her, and it's just really bad for her right now.
And I just speak Philippians 4. That's why I say that she would not be anxious about anything. But Father God, I just ask that you open. You seen this coming. You know what she need. You know what her family need. Father God, I just ask that you release favor, that she will release everything unto you, that she will trust you. And Father God, give them favor, America favor. Father God, you know. You place this situation where it needs to be placed at. Father God.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna come through. Somebody gonna come through for her. Somebody gonna come through for
her. Amen.
Yeah, somebody's gonna come through for her. Is she in a church home?
She has a church home, but they haven't been able to go because her husband's really sick, and so they haven't been able to go. But they do have it. I think they watch him online. But they do have a church home, yes.
So, Father God, I just ask that you give her wisdom and give her the direction of what she needs to do and what her son needs to do, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we say, let your will be done. Father God, let your will be done. But we speak a miracle. We speak a miracle, and we speak that their faith will be strong. Their faith, and they will believe. Father God, I just ask that you do a miracle in their life. And Father God, we just speak once again, healing and deliverance over this family and deliverance. Father God, heal and deliver them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah, I don't know how strong her belief is, but tell her to stand on the word and believe God is going to open a door or opportunity, even tell her to go to her church to reach out. And Father God, give her the wisdom who she needs to reach out to. But I see she's going to get help with this situation. She'll get the help. Her son will get help with the situation. They just got to continue to believe and thank the Father. Tell her to start thanking him and praising him right now.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Is there anything else?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything else?
If you would pray with me, pray over me.
Father God, I thank you for being your daughter's strong tower. I thank you for being her strength. Father God, I thank you for being her peace, peace that passes all understanding. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in this hour. I don't know. Have you did any ministry?
Yes, I have.
The children ministry?
It was prison ministry.
Because I see ministry. I don't know if you stopped doing it or whatever this is. I even see some children. Have you ever ministered to children before?
I have done the nursery for a very short time. But
okay.
the ministry was in the prison.
Okay. Okay. Do you have your own? And I'm asking for a reason. Because this is what I see ministry with you. I don't know if you've been pulled away or whatever this that you, but I see you need to go forth in ministry. I don't know what caused you to stop, but you need to go forth. But I see some type of hurt. I don't know if it was church hurt or somebody did something, did anything to you. But I see a ministry need to go forth in you.
Yes, I actually used to be on my church prayer team,
mm-hmm.
and I really enjoyed doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I had a ministry that deeply hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're right about that. It wasn't the place where I did the prayer. It was some
right.
another ministry. Yeah.
Well, I just pray that God really cleans your heart from that because you need to go forth in the ministry. I don't know if you have your own ministry or you did that ministry with another ministry, but you need to get past that because he wants you to go back. I see you going. I see you in ministry. I see you in ministry, and I do see kids around you. I don't know if you're going to be ministering to the youth or whatever this is, but I see ministry. Don't give up on the ministry. Let God guide you and lead you on that ministry. You know, go to him and say, okay, Lord, here I am. Clean me up. Wash me up. I don't want this to hold me back. You know how to pray. You know how to pray. So, you know, ask God to give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I ask that you do it, Father God. I ask that you fill her up with wisdom and give her understanding of what is her assignment. There's a assignment that you should be on. There's assignment, and I do see you moving. It's just not in one location, but I see different locations, and you got to trust the process. Don't worry about how you're going to do, how can I do that? I don't have the money. I don't have the team. I don't have this and that. No, get that out. Don't even worry about that. Because when you do things for God with clean hands and pure heart, he's going to be your provider. You ain't going to have to beg for bread. If he did it once, he's going to do it again. But this time, you're going to succeed. This time, you shall go forth. But you're going to have to trust God, not lean to your understanding, but lean to his understanding. It might not be what you want, but what do he want? Ask him, what do you need me to do in this season? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to speak to? Who do you want me to pray? I mean, what do you need me to do? What is my assignment? How can I serve you? I'm telling you, this is some example that I'm telling you. How can I serve the kingdom of God? How can I be a servant for you, Father? And watch what he tells you.
Amen.
Church hurt does not, when you've been hurt by leaders and stuff like that, it doesn't feel good. No. It doesn't feel good at all.
No.
Release them. You know, God gonna connect you. Ask him to connect you with the right people. We all been through that. I've been through it. And it doesn't feel good. But who are you doing it for? Are you doing it for God to get the glory? Because this remind, just look at what Christ had to go through. Daily, they try to kill him.
Mm.
And so, Father God, I ask that you help your daughter with that. And Father God, show her her help don't come from man, her help come from you. So, Father God, I ask that you strengthen her, put that rod in her back, that she will stand firm and that she will go forth. Let your word be the lamp unto her feet to go forth to complete the assignment. Trust the process that he's giving you. You're not going to fail at it. Trust it. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for giving her the encouragement that, you know, she will speak over herself. She will encourage herself. The encouragement of God. And when I say the encouragement, I see a lion. My God, you're stronger than what you think. So, Father God, just ask that you help her. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. The children you may be picking up on, I have four grandbabies. Well,
mm-hmm.
one's older. I have three small grandchildren and an older grandchild. And so I usually go to church with my daughter and my little granddaughter and her husband. And but I recently discovered they have a prayer team, and that is on heart about the prayer team. And so.
Oh, okay. Well, you just get to that posture. When I say get to that posture, get back on your knees, and God going to direct you. He's going to lead you. Trust the prophet.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
We can't wait to hear about it, but if that's your desire to go back into the prison, I don't know. But God gonna show you. Maybe he gonna have something else for you, you know. But some things he wants you to come seek him for yourself, so he can reveal it only to you.
Yes. Amen. My little dog's barking. Thank you so much.
Amen. We thank the Father. We give him the glory. And thank you so much for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
You're welcome. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Three, two, one, two, three, zero. This is LaShawn. Ness is calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Aunt Felice from Florida.
Oh, I can barely hear you. Who is this again?
Aunt Felice from Florida.
You know, I ain't going to even try to mess up your name.
It's okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. No complaint. I'm doing great. Is there a special prayer request you have?
Well, for my few of my siblings, I don't know. I was talking to my brothers earlier, and I don't know. It just seemed like a few, like everybody's kind of having a challenging time, like all at once. And then my uncle had to be rushed to the hospital today, and he's like having issues with his health, and it seemed like a lot was going on at once, so I thought I'd call him to get prayer for everyone.
Right. And you know, that's what we were saying earlier, that it's a lot of fear that's gripping upon the face of the earth. A lot of people are dealing with fear of what's going mm-hmm. on. And, you know, he didn't give us that spirit, you know. We got the, and that's why I'm saying, well, Lord, I want to speak, encourage word over your people, because I feel a lot of people are battling that in this season, and it's going to get worse. Excuse me, I'm drinking water.
Okay.
And so sometimes we just need to speak to our sisters and brothers, who we all sisters and brothers in Christ. Though when Jesus said, who are, let me say this, Jesus said, who are thy mother, thy brother, the one that do the will of my Father? If you are doing the will of the Father, you are the mother, the brothers. So we will all be sisters and brothers, you know, brother, if you are doing the will. That's why don't go against one another, because you cause yourself to go in error when you go against one another. We all the body. We just have different calling, different technique. I'm country. Randy ain't there. He ain't country. Angela Joyce, she sound like a professional. I don't sound like that. But we are one body. But I do want to speak over you and your family. I want to speak the word for, you know, prophesy the word for Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through who? Christ, who strengthened me. You can do all things. And then these are encouraged words for you to speak over your family, that they will, you know. But first, I would say, Lord, let them line up with your will. Whatever will that you have for her family, whatever will that you have for her uncle, her mom, brothers, sisters, whatever will that you have for them, that they will line up with your will. But let your daughter know, and we just speak these, and this word will be a lamp unto her feet to lighten up her pathway, that she can do all things through you, who you going to strengthen her, who will strengthen her family. You going to strengthen her family. Who will strengthen them? You. If we can do all things, because you are our strength. You are our strong tower. And you tell us to fear not, because you are with us. You are with us. God will strengthen you. He's your help. He will uphold you. Like we said, in his right hand. There's another Bible verse in Philippians 4:13. And I declare and decree that over you, that fear not, don't walk in fear. You speak that over your family, Philippians 4:13, that I will not fear. My family will not fear. We will not be demised, you know, for God. You let us know, Father, that you are with us. You're going to strengthen me. You're going to strengthen my family. You're going to help us, because you have us in your right hand. So we're going to prophesy that over you and your family. And you let us know in Deuteronomy 31:6, you know, be strong. And I'm telling you to be strong as his daughter. Be strong as his servant. Be strong and courage. He might use you to be strong and courage for your family. So you speak these words. Do not fear or do not dread on them. Don't keep your focus on what's going on. Because you know why? Deuteronomy 31:6 tell us, for your Lord, your God, who goes with you, he will not leave you or forsake you. So I prophesy that over you, that your Father, the Lord God who go with you, know that he go with you. You carry him. God, when you wake up in the morning, you pray, Lord, I trust you. I'm not going to walk in fear this morning, because you didn't give me the spirit to fear. You gave me power, love, and a sound mind. I'm going to remind myself, Deuteronomy 31:6, that I'm going to be strong and courage, not only for me, for my family, that we would not fear. We're not going to dread on what's going on in the doctor's report, because you go with my uncle, go with my family, go with my brothers and sisters. Because as long as we on your side, you're going to protect us. He will never leave you and never forsake you. And that's what I want to tell you. Stand on his word. Because the Lord, even in the word, the Lord is your strength. He's your strength and he's your son. You have salvation in him. So he's going to protect you. Praise him as he's deserving. Praise him. Lift him up. He's your Father God. He's your strong tower. He's your strength. And so you have to have that strength and be strong in the Lord, because he created heaven and earth. And that's his desire for us, to fight with his word. Not fight in flesh, but fight in his word. Remember, in Timothy 1:7, fear not. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind means self-control. When you have a sound mind, you're going to have self-control over every situation. It ain't going to move you. It ain't going to shake you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And so I just pray that God will give you the strength that you need to endure in this season. Don't put your eyes on the situation and what's going on within your family and what's going on in the world. Keep your eyes and tell us, look to the hill, which comes our help. Where our help come from? The Father.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, I thank you for your daughter, and I thank you for the current heart. But, Father God, let her have a current heart to pray for her loved one. Let her have that current heart to even pray for herself and believe every word that she speaks, that she will walk believing that I am a child of God. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am blessed going in and going out. That she will believe it and she will keep prophesying over herself until she see this thing turn around, until she see the breakthrough, until she see your hand, until she see your glory, that she continue to courage herself, even though she's weak and don't want to do it, but continue to carry herself, speak the word over herself, that she know that she is fearfully and wonderful made, that you is her refuge, you is her strength, you is served in the very presence of her trouble. He's going to help you, because Psalms 46 let us know your God is your refuge and your strength. Very present help. And when you're in trouble, we don't understand. Some of us don't understand this calling, help. Lord, I need help. I cry out, Lord, I need help. I don't know what to do. I need your help. It's okay to say, I need help. I need help. I need strength. I need you. I need direction. I need you to help me in this. I need to hear your voice. And it's sometimes when you don't hear God's voice, that don't mean he's not working. God is trying to see if you're going to trust him, even if you don't hear my voice, my God. He going to see if you still have the faith, even though you can't see me, you don't hear me. He want to know you're going to believe, even though you don't hear his voice. Sometimes he will be silent so you to really seek him and search him and that faith level to come up. And so he will be silent on us sometimes. He didn't already worked it out. He don't have nothing to say, because he done already worked it out. He just need us to come up and agree with heaven and agree with what he done already worked it out. I hope this been a blessing to you.
Yeah.
So believe in it. So that's it. That's it. That's it right there. You just believe it and keep it moving. And keep it speaking over yourself. And watch how this thing going to turn around. And you're going to be like, man, it was that easy. That's all I had to do. Man, peace going to be with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, God. Thank you. Yeah, so that's what I want to say to you, and God bless you, and may his peace be with you.
Thank you, and God bless you. Have a good
Amen.
Night.
You too. Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the LaShawn Mess. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing no complaint here. No complaint here. Well, Michelle, there's something you want to share? You have a prayer request?
I just want prayer.
Same thing for you. Like I told a father, I just want to give a prophecy of encouragement because we all need encouragement. We all need that encouragement. So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Father God. I want to... Let me pull up some because I want to make sure there's something in here. Let me see. And I think, I don't know why I feel like you and I already spoke this to you. You'll let me know. I want to encourage you with Psalms 23. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He made me lie down in green pasture. He leading me beside the still water. He restored my soul. It is well with my soul. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I speak that over you tonight, my sister. There's something I just speak, and this is a prophetic word. And the reason why I say it prophetic, because if you speak the word, we find a prophecy in the word, and you speak these words over yourself. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow who? Me, all the days of my life. That's a promise. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's a promise. You walk in his obedience, follow his statute and his law. What do it tell us? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Who? Me, all the days of my life. What else did he say? He's going to prepare that table for the presence of your enemy. Come on. You walk through that shadow of death, you shouldn't fear no evil. Sometimes he will release the rod. If the rod in thy step will comfort you. So, Father God, I thank you. And I just prophesy those words over your daughter's life, that you are her shepherd. And when you the shepherd, just like we read in John earlier, you are the door to the sheep. So, Father God, even I just pray that she will go seek you and she will use this word and prophesy these words not over herself, but over her family in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you have anything to say, Sister Michelle?
Amen. Amen. He had gave me the second verse that he maketh me to lie down and green pastures. Praise God.
Oh, see, because I said I feel like he already gave you this.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. And he just come back giving you confirmation.
Yeah, just gave me confirmation. And I am going to go back and read and prophesy this over myself.
Mm-hmm. God wants you to have that rest, too, to trust him. He wants you to be at rest, at peace, too. As you said, look at the rest, too. And the green pasture, that means everything should be still, like quiet water around you. While you in that place, he's going to refresh and restore your soul. So, my God, I don't know if you just feel good. My God, you're going to refresh you and restore your soul. So it's going to be all well with your soul. Come on now.
Amen.
Come on,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
When you lie down in that green pasture, he's going to lead you beside the still in the quiet water. Everything been trouble in your life. Come on. The water might be raging, but there's going to be a stillness. You're going to flow on top of it. He's going to refresh you. He's going to restore your soul. Your soul is your life. Come on. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I just want to say that song you played tonight, that song has just been in my heart, in my spirit, and I've just been singing that song.
When
I heard you play it tonight, I was like, oh, my goodness. There's another confirmation, you know. God is so good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. How great is our God? That's, you know, I told somebody about this. When the Father's dealing with us and we know we're going in the right direction, he's going to give confirmation. And I call those breadcrumbs. He's going to drop breadcrumbs. Okay, you going right. Yeah, I'm taking care of you. He's dropping those breadcrumbs to let you know I am who I say I am. Just trust me and follow me. Those breadcrumbs.
Amen.
Is there anything else?
No, that's it. I'm just going to go meditate on this word.
Amen. And that's another thing. A lot of people don't understand the prophecy is in the word. The word is the prophecy. When people give you a word, go study the word. There's something in the word. And the word, God going to speak to you. He's going to speak to you. A lot of things God ain't going to tell us about no car, houses, and all your mess, this. He's going to speak to you in his word. There's something in the word he wants you to get.
That's true.
Your mind might be troubling. Your heart might be troubling. You want the house. You want the husband. You want a billionaire. But your mind trouble. My God, Holy Spirit, speak. Your heart trouble. I can't get you this because you are trouble in your spirit. And then some people's spirit is trouble. My God. I can't get you this. I got to bring you to a place of stillness and quietness because your mind trouble, your heart trouble. Come on. So I need to give you a word. Know the ways of your Father in this hour, in this season. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Will
you be blessed, woman of God, and have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Amen. 910-709. Guess who's calling? Where you calling from?
Hi, Hello, son. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Miss Sylvia, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh my God. Well, Miss Sylvia, do you have a prayer? Do you have a prayer request?
No, just your word of encouragement that you're giving out tonight. The Lord is giving out tonight.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. What do you have for your daughter? I'm just going to say this because I've seen it. Let's see. I want to look it up first.
Okay.
My God. Let me see something. I just want to see, why did I hear this? Okay, give me. You know what, I'm just going to say what I heard.
Uh-huh.
I heard the cherubim of fire. That's what I heard. I'm like, okay.
Whoa.
So I'm like, let me look this up. I know about the cherubim because we talk about it in Genesis and Ezekiel. But I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. What are you saying? Okay, I'm looking at some stuff, but that's what I heard.
Oh, wow.
And I represent angels. So, but that's what I heard. I don't know if you're going to have an encounter with one or... Because I really don't know too much about them. Wow. I'm just looking at different Bible verses, but I think cherubim of fire. I see that Ezekiel talk about them all the time. And it's in Exodus. So, Father God, I just ask that, you know, maybe because that's just all I heard was that word for you. So, Father God, I don't know if she's going to have an encounter with this cherubim or you're going to show her something. But, Father God, I thank you because we know that's part, that's deep. I don't know if you really, that's very deep. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's very deep. And I'm just, it's so much
one
to
time,
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one time he told me that I would minister with fire.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this is, I don't know if it's the same or something a little different.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I know the mercy seat talk about the cherubim, but I heard cherubim and fire. So, Father God, I thank you for that. I just feel like this is some deep. No, no, you about to have this encounter with him. This is, I don't want to add to it. That's all I heard. So I don't want to add to it and take away from it. Father God,
mm-hmm.
I ask that you give your daughter more revelation, even when she's praying, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. And okay. So, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life. Even the healing, anointing that you have. I see when you pray that, do you experience fire around you, fire in your hand, fire in your belly? I just seen it. And when she pray, it's fire that come up on her, even in your hand, even heat be around you. Do you experience that heat be around you? But I don't know what this cherubim going to have to do with. This cherubim going to bring you something, or you going to see something, a deep revelation. But I do see that God is going to open your eyes to another realm, another how to war. Like this cherubim of fire, because I see these things, they don't play. And they can bring something. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. I think in Ezekiel said that too. Let me go back. But I see fire around you when you pray. And know that this fire, and I don't know if you know that you're called in the healing and delivering ministry. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, and some people that call. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yes, and I feel the fire whenever I'm praying, just in my regular tongues, or just praying regular. But when I pray, my hands do heat up, like you said, and my body heats up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm trying to see some too. Yeah, I've seen that you fire around you. And you know what? And some people, I don't know if this was told to you before, but you're going to have to be very careful who you lay hands on and who touch you.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're going to have to be very careful.
You told me that.
Oh,
I
did.
Remember that.
I did. Yeah. Yes, you told me that a while ago when I had first started calling you, and you were talking, you said something to that effect, that the Lord had given you that.
Wow. Okay, so it is in Ezekiel 10. One of the cherubs reached out. So the Lord commanded the man clothed in linen, saying, the fire from within the wheel work from amongst the cherub. The man stood beside the wheel, and the one cherub reached out his hand and took of the fire that was among them, and he put it in my God. He put it into his hand of the man clothed in linen. Wow. Write down Ezekiel 10 and 7 and reach. Because I'm like, man, I see the chair in the fire. And, you know, something like, then I heard it's like something's going to be given to you or shown to you. Yes. The cherubim reached out and gave the fire. Ezekiel 10 and 7, when the Lord commanded men clothing and linen, say, take fire from within the wheel work from amongst the cherubim. The man went in and stood beside the wheel, and then the one of the cherubim reached out his hand and took some of the fire. My God, I feel it in my hand. Ooh,
I was just ready to say, it feels like I'm about to leap up off this bed when you're talking.
I feel it in my hand, Jesus. Ooh, Lord. And he took my God, and took some fire that was among them, and he put it into the hand of the man clothed in linen, who received it and went out. My God, whatever that is, Father God, I don't know if they read that, and just by me reading it, it's like something just touched my hand. So I don't know if you about to have an encounter like that, Ezekiel 10:7, but that's what I heard, a cherubim and fire. So, Father God, you're going to give her more fire, and she's going to have that experience. Father God, I just speak that she will not fear, that she will receive it, Father God, because it's for her ministry. It's for her to do great works for you, Father God. So, Father God, that she will stand firm and she will hold out her hand and receive whatever's coming from heaven. And you sending the angel with the cherubim to release the fire. You know, Father, I ask that you clothe her in good garment, good linen. So, Father God, dress her up in this season. Dress her up to see, receive what you have for her and the ministry in this season, Father God, that she will have fresh linen. Oh, my God, fresh linen, holiness, fresh linen, righteousness, fresh linen that hold the truth. Fresh linen that will take the filthy garment, and when she take the filthy garment from other, you're going to wash her with fresh garment, fresh linen in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, that she will not fear. Every strike that you took on your body, it was for everything that's trying to hit her body. So, Father God, it is well and it is done. I speak strength in her body, that she will be healed, that she will stand up firm in the name of Jesus. Father God, that she will lay hands on herself and command her healing to come forth in the name of Jesus. Fire, let fire burn through her body. Fire when she lay hands on those, that every disease, every infirmity will be burnt out, that they will feel the fire. Light up her feet with fire. Light up her head with fire. Let it come out her belly. And some people, when they walk in certain type of anointing, listen, when they walk in certain type of anointing, you can see the fire coming from their eyes. My God. Oh, Father God, I just see this wall of fire around your daughter. My God, that's the only thing I'm going to say.
Amen.
I don't know if you believe it. Receive it.
Yes, I do. I do. I do. Amen.
No, I'm kidding. I ain't got hot up here. I'm still sweating myself. Oh,
are you there?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
That man, I love some of that right there. Go read that Bible. I don't know if you wrote it down. Go read it. He's going to give you more revelation.
I just wrote it up here on my phone, but I'm going to go back. I'm going to be like my friend there from Texas. I'm going to meditate on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
Amen.
And I thank you for the prayer tonight concerning respiratory, and I really thank you. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm feeling you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Ooh. I'm feeling y'all. My hand over here. Whoever needs healing in their body, I want you to go ahead and pray for people needing, because I'm telling you, my hands, my God, if we was on TV, if y'all can see my hands, ooh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Father. My God, I don't know what is going on with somebody's head, but I just felt it break in the name of Jesus. It's something that was going on in somebody's head, but I felt the anointing. You're going to know this is you, because I felt the anointing touch you on your head. It just broke in the name of Jesus. Whatever you were dealing with, depression and everything that was trying to oppress you in your mind, God is about to give you a renewal in your mind because he just touched your head. That was the Holy Spirit touching you, my God. So I speak the renewal of your mind. Oh, and tonight, You ain't going to be stinking thinking. As of tonight, you going to sleep like a baby. As of tonight, you going to be fresh in the morning. God just healed your mind. You was wondering in your mind. You was contemplating things in your mind. But the Holy Spirit, my God, the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God.
I'm all on the yellow wall side.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the healing, Father.
I speak healing over high blood pressure. I speak healing over high blood pressure.
I command your pressure to go down.
I speak healing over high blood pressure tonight. Your body will line up with the word of God. I speak for circulation, that the blood will circulate. In the name of Jesus, I bind and
Thank
I rebuke heart attack. I bind and I rebuke stroke. I bind and I rebuke eyesight.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Somebody is
purging. Oh, my God. Horrible sight. LaShawn, before I got on the line with you today, my blood pressure had went high. Seeing out of my right eye.
My God.
Yes, it was me. And I took more medication, and I was rebuking it, calling on the Lord. And it just went up like that. My sinuses do that sometimes when the weather changes. And when the weather changed, today was raining, and then all of a sudden it did that. And it went up really high, and then my right eye was jumping up and down, and it was blurred, and I was getting ready to go to the hospital, and I changed my mind, and I said I was just going to pray it through. So I was lying here on the bed, and I checked the blood pressure. It had went down, and I was led to get up. I was led to get on the line tonight.
Well, whatever
and
it was,
I felt
it just
like
broke.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I don't know, this is what you do. Get a pen and a paper or type it in your phone.
Hey, I got it.
Start eating some beets. Get you some beets.
Okay.
Eat beets. Eat it every day. Get you some cinnamon. You know, even the cinnamon stick. Put you some cinnamon stick in water, let it sit overnight, and drink a bottle of water in the morning. Get you some barley. Some barley.
Okay.
They got barley pile, and they got barley where you can, it look like rice. Get you some magnesia powder. Magnesia. And one of them is good called Calm, C-L-A-M. Get you some essence salt. They have Levitra. Get you some Levitra oil. And anytime your blood pressure go up like that, get in the bathtub with some essence salt, put some Levitra oil, and get you some caramel tea. I think it's caramel tea. Start taking that every day. And I'm trying to see what else I can think of.
I had
I
had changed my eating habits, but I have sinus issues. So when my issues, then the blood
pressure, you mess with your blood pressure.
And
so
I'm thinking.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
So I'm thinking like I felt like it was an attack today because today the Lord sent me to lay hands and deliver a pastor today. So
wow,
this is
what we talked about. Look, did you catch me? See, the Holy Spirit speaking to you tonight.
part of what he'll say. Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like it. Yeah. Yeah, so she was delivered, and then I got home, and I was here maybe about maybe a couple of hours, and then all of a sudden it just did that.
Yeah, and see, Father, I ask that you show your daughter, because sometimes he might have us to pray for people over the phone, not to actually go there and lay hands on them.
Right.
Because
see, I was praying in her church today, and I usually every Friday we have intercessory together, and so today the Lord had told me to put her, you know, to touch her, and then when I touched her, so she went out in the spirit, and then you know she was throwing up a little, and so I came back home and. And I felt like it was raining. So usually when it rains, the sinuses would do that. But you're right about, I do have to be careful with the laying on of hands, because the compassion that he placed in me, sometimes I'm out in the marketplace and I'm just, you know, I see people with crutches. I see people with, you know, oxygen tanks, because, you know, he delivered me of lung disease. And so when I see that, something just runs through me, and I have to just go and, you know, I just run and pray. So, yeah, you're right. Maybe I should, instead of just, you know, but he said it some, you know, like he likes the fact that I go out, you know, and see people and pray for them. But there are some people that I know not to put my hands on.
Right.
Not. You know, yeah, some of them I do know that, but then some of them I don't.
You know what? Go on a fast.
What?
Go on a fast.
Okay.
Don't eat meat. Go on a fast. Go on a
fast.
While you're on this fast, make sure you read your word and praying and shed everything down, because in this fast, it's going to restore your body. And see, when you do, I wish I had more time, a lot of time to talk to you. When you're doing healing and delivering, it drains you. It cools you. And that's why we got to be careful. We got to have people to cover us. The intercessors should. You should have people intercessing to cover you. And you got to be replenished. You got to be refilled. When certain type of delivering, it will knock you down. You will be down for days and weeks.
Yes, I went through that, and I think that happened to me today when I came back. I was so tired, I couldn't really do anything. And, and I got in, just started lying around and got really sleepy. But I'm on an intercessory team, but, you know, sometimes I call them and ask them, you know, will they, you know, pray for me. I'm not around them, so, you know, I just call them if it's not on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. So
I said go on the fast.
Go on the fast. I'm not. Look, when I tell people go on the fast, unless he give me specific instruction, I never tell people go on the dry fast. God, I'm just saying me. I ain't saying he ain't told nobody else, but he never. He had me go on a water fast. So I wouldn't tell nobody going no, if you don't tell me, tell nobody going to dry fast, I'm not fit to say it. And I haven't heard yet to tell somebody going to dry fast. I'm just being honest with y'all. I tell people, because we got to still take consideration of people's health. I always tell people, because everybody can't do no fast. Everybody can't do no 21-day fast, 9-day fast, 40-day fast.
I've done is 30 before, but I've done Daniel fast, or maybe I go on a fast up until 6 o'clock. But as far as an abstinence, I've never done an abstinence with just water, you know. But I'll do one. I'll start tomorrow.
Right. So while you go on, you ask him, and this how the Holy Spirit gonna show you, because this how he have done me. Well, Father, what fast do you want me to be on? And
then
all of a sudden he'll take it out. You won't even notice. This is how the Holy Spirit works. You'll be at home. He'll have you down on your face praying all day to where you can't come out that closet, can't come out your room. Before you know it, it's 6 o'clock. And see, that's your fast.
Yeah, I've done that before.
That's your fast.
Right. Yeah.
So when you start asking God, well, what fast you want me to be on, you know, he's going to do it himself. And he'll have you somewhere shut up all day, and you ain't ate nothing, and that was your fast. That was your fast.
Amen. You know, and this is confirmation. This is confirmation about the fast, because I've been feeling it in my spirit to go on, and it started maybe like on Monday.
Uh-huh.
You know, like feeling, so thank you.
And so he's getting your body and your spirit trained to lean on him in the fast. We're not leaning on no man to fast. Because when you lean on the Holy Spirit, you're going to be so in him and worship or reading a Bible. When you can see, you can read a book a day. And when you read that book a day, you ain't going to leave out his presence. And then before you know it, the day is gone by, you on the fast. And you didn't even realize it.
Amen. Yes, I'll pray tonight.
You and put you on it.
Right.
That's why I tell people. If I heard that go on a fast, well, Father, you go seek him. Well, what fast do?
Oh,
that
I have
plans. Yeah.
I have planned to ask him tonight what kind. So I'll do that tonight. But I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the prayer.
Mm-hmm. So if I hear a fast, I go on a fast. And then you go seek them. And then you won't be saying, well, LaShawn told me go on a fast, on a 3-day fast. Nah, what fast did God take you go on? You know.
Oh, yeah.
You
got to
go seek him.
I'm not gonna say that because I know when you tell me something, I know it's spot on. So I'm not gonna say if you say fast, then I know you heard fast, you know, or you know, or you feel like that, you know, in your spirit. So I know that.
Right.
From
she said to go on the fast, but she didn't tell me what fast. No, what I'm doing, directing you back to the Father. So you can seek the Father for yourself. You go ask him, and then he's going to direct you. The Holy Spirit is going to guide you on what you should do. The Holy Spirit will put you on that fast. And so that's why we're trying to train people to have a relationship with God so you would know for yourself.
Right. Yes, I was going to ask him tonight what kind. Because he usually put me on the Daniel fast.
Uh-huh. And a lot of people he put on the Daniel fast.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people can't do no dry fast. So if God know you ain't going to be able to handle no dry fast, don't even do it. If he don't tell you to do it, don't do it.
Right.
You do whatever he leads you to do. He probably tell you, you need to cut off sugar, salt. You need to eat more fruits and vegetables. Don't eat no meat. He will tell you that. Eat protein.
Well, I have cut out salt, and I do I juice. And I will tell you the truth. I cheated a couple of days, but not with salt. I had a piece of meat, but I eat that sporadically. I don't eat pork, so I have a lot of fish and turkey and things like that. So I did, and then I started exercising. So I did make a sort of a lifestyle change from what I was doing. Yeah. So I just got to, you know, dig into it more instead of cheating a little bit.
We all cheat, because I'm saying when I go on the fast, it'd be like, I love wings, and it'd be like, wings, stop calling my name. Wings.
That's
I'm like,
I cheat with fried chicken. I cheat with fried chicken, then my stomach hurts, and then I won't touch it again for a whole nother month.
And I'm going to tell you something, how God is dealing with you. When you go back to things that he's trying to pull you away, because we ain't stopped got a lot of soda men, and they be messing with your blood pressure. What he'll do is take that taste out your mouth, so when you have it again, it ain't going to even taste right. Because he's trying to wean you away from that stuff. He's trying to, like soda. Well, if he's trying to tell you get off the soda, because the soda is causing your sugar to go up, or it's causing inflammation, and you go back to it, it ain't going to even taste right. There you go, because you aren't supposed to have it. He's trying to wean you off of it.
That's true. That's true.
Know the ways of your father, y'all.
Yeah, but I did cut out a lot because I used to love fried food and all sorts of things. So I went to juice and smoothies.
Amen. And so trust the process. Trust the process.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. See, you didn't tell me that. You know, that was the Holy Spirit. So it is well with your soul. Keep saying it's well with your soul, that you're going to prosper and be in good health.
Woo.
As well as your soul prosper. Keep speaking the word over yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anything else?
Oh, no, that's it. And I thank you. Oh, I thank you. I thank you for the woman of God you are and the word flowing through you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't going to get on here tonight because I say my body still needs resting. But I say, you know what? Who's my strength?
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
And some of y'all
know. That's what I tell people. That's what he is my strength, because you know my history. And I can't even get out of bed sometimes in the morning unless he gets me up. I know where my strength comes from. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
I've been in the progress, and I look, I say, Lord, I need to get up and clean up. This house is kind of getting out of order. I need to get up and clean up. But when he have you, I'm going to tell y'all something. When God have you in a place of resting, that's what he wants you to do.
Yeah, nothing else.
You rest.
Yes.
And then when you get up, when he give you the strength.
Yeah, you spoke that to me once about resting my body. And when I did that, that's when he downloaded so many things into me when I was just, I just laid back. You told me to lay back, and I laid back, and I stayed in, and I prayed. And he downloaded all sorts of things by the time I left out of this house. It was great. Yeah, it was great.
I'm telling you, when you rest, I mean, he ain't going to allow you to clean up. The type of rest I'm talking about, I've been in a place where I'm resting, and he downloaded. I had to ask him, can I get up and go use the bathroom? Because that weight, that presence, the Holy Spirit is upon you. You in a place that you can't move, where you got to ask him, can I even go give me something to eat? Is it okay?
Yeah.
This is the type of relationship I'm talking about. It may sound crazy to y'all. When you got to ask the Father, is it okay for me to even go out and go to the store? Is it even okay for me to go and go take a shower? Oh, my God.
That's right.
Which prophet was in the Bible that had to lay there, and he was stinking funky. Y'all don't think the Holy Spirit will have you lay there and you can't take no shower? See, this is what I'm talking about. You saying you want the glory, but sometimes that glory, yes, will cause you where you got to sit there and be funky. Huh? Who am I talking to? Can't get up and take a shower. Y'all think I'm playing?
Right.
Go read the word. Go read the word.
Right. Woo.
Some of the prophets won't even allow. Some of them had to lay on their side for so many days. Ezekiel, lay on your left side. Lay on your right side. Grow your hair. Come on, y'all, come on.
That's right. Amen.
Because it ain't about what he's doing. He's cleaning you, molding you, getting you to look like somebody. Because, see, the reason why they didn't believe Jesus was Jesus, because he didn't look like the Pharisee and the Gentile with all them gold and they know rod that they made with the snake on it, and they looked it like some wealthy people. How did Jesus look? Like somebody came out the wilderness.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, on that long thing that today people probably say was a dress and them sandals, and he wore that the whole time he was ministering.
Amen.
He didn't look like them. Sometimes God ain't going to allow you to look like them. Sometimes God ain't going to allow you to put on no wig. Sometimes God ain't going to allow you to put on those fake nails and them eyelashes. Sometimes he might want you to go out there nappy headed. Y'all, who am I talking to? He might tell you to make a shawl. And you wear that for 40 days and go ministry. He might not want you to put that shawl on your head and be like the Pharisee and the Gentile. No, y'all, I'm again. Sister, I'm gonna go ahead and get because see.
Well,
I'll let you
go to your.
Oh man!
But I love you. I love you. Thank you for calling in and keep me in your prayer. And God bless you.
I will. Yeah, because I heard it the other day. I will. Yes, I sure
Amen.
Will.
Amen.
Okay. Always do when
you.
I hear.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you.
Okay. God bless you, too. And have a good night.
You, too.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all about to get some story up in here. 334-590.
Hi, Jayla.
Hey, Jayla, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm hanging here. I told y'all I done got hot up in here. But Jayla, you got a special prayer request?
Not specifically. I'm just looking for God to just give me answers and peace right now.
All right. I'm giving that word of encouragement tonight. And I'm asking, Father, what word of encouragement do you have for your daughter? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's see about this one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Father God, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for your sweet. Oh, Father God, I thank you. So, I want to decree and declare the word Luke 1:37 over you. For with God nothing shall be impossible. That's what I want to speak over you and prophesy over you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Once you have God on your side, trust him. What's impossible for men is not impossible for your father. So, but we look what it say, with who? What do we say, with who?
With God.
For with God, nothing shall be impossible. So when you think it's impossible for men, nothing should be impossible with God. It say, for with God, nothing should be impossible. So that's a word that I want to prophesy, a word of encouragement over you. Believe, and I'm hearing him saying, believe, my daughter, for with me, this is God, this is Yahweh, nothing should be impossible. If you come to me and seek me and trust me, nothing should be impossible. And I just pray that he will give you a good understanding of that, but you will take this word and speak it over yourself for 7 days. Speak it over yourself for 7 days and watch God turn that situation around for you.
Amen.
Yeah. Because that's when the angel, and if you go look at the whole Luke, that's when the angel went to Mary and told Mary she was going to have a son. If you go read that whole Bible verse, they were Mary, the angel went to Mary, and she said, how should this be? What did she say? If you look at verse 34, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Well, she was saying, I'm still a virgin. I haven't been with a man. And the man that's supposed to marry me, we ain't came and knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so the angel told her, this coming from somebody that nothing is not too hard for him. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And then he gave her, then he turned around and gave her confirmation. Look what he said. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, which will call birth. You know, she thought she couldn't have no kids at her old age. But see, for with God, nothing should be impossible. So he told her about your cousin. See, even God gave her a son, but she got a, he's going to have an assignment too. They're going to be cousins. And God did this even in her old age when she thought she was barren. And so that's what I'm speaking to you as a word of encouragement. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Always remember that. Always keep that in thy heart. Always keep that with you. When you're going through things, when you think things is tough and you don't understand things, you always go to your Father, seek him for it. And remember Luke, what it told us in Luke. That's what I'm going to speak of you. Luke 1, verse 37. I think it's 37. Make sure. Yeah, 37. For God, nothing shall be impossible. So, Father God, I thank you for the word and encourage. Father God, show your daughter more. Father God, we're going to stand on your word. We prophesy this over your daughter, that nothing shall be impossible. I don't care how the situation look, for with God, and when she with God, because Father God, your word, even Romans 8 tell us, for all things work together for the good. Who is going to work together for the good? For those who love you. And I believe your daughter love you. So everything going to work together for her good, and these things should not be impossible for you. This word, you know what this is? Jane, this is miracle. This is a miracle. If you need a miracle, start speaking miracle over your life and believe. That's what that is, miracle. Start declaring, decree miracles in your life, in your finance, whatever your heart desires. Start speaking it. This was a miracle. Go and read Luke 1. That was a miracle. Can't nobody do that. Who have a baby? Who have a baby? Come on. Nobody but God. Go read that story. So, God, I thank you, and I ask that you bless your daughter in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, bless you. That was on time.
Yeah, God bless you. And I just pray that that's been a blessing to your spirit, to your soul. And just say that word 7 days and ask for a miracle. Say it for 7 days and ask for a miracle.
Okay.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Amen.
God bless you too. Thank you. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Oh, thank you. You have a blessed weekend too.
Thank you.
All right. (laughs) 803-991. This is Sister LaShawn Messi's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, LaShawn. It's Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, well, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I call you the woman of laughter, the woman of joy.
I receive that.
Yeah. The woman of laughter, the woman of joy. Well, do you have
I was calling because I've been going through a lot of spiritual warfare and family, friends, acquaintances, and, you know, more so family than anything. But I just wonder what the Lord is telling me in this warfare I'm in with.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a constant thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a right on time word for real. Woman of laughter, the woman of joy. Sometimes we don't know why we say things, but God knows.
Amen.
I'm gonna speak and declare, decree this word in Philippians 4:4 over you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. That's what I'm gonna encourage you with in Philippians 4:4. Thank you. Let that break up in her right now. We break that right now. Yep, break right now. Yes. Break up off that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. That's what I'm going to speak over you, that your tears is not in vain, that your tears, God, Jesus catch our tears, but this will be a year that you're going to reap, and you're going to get your joy back. All the warfare you've been going through, all the spiritual battle, not even battling for yourself, but battling for those that's around you, your family. That this will be a time of resting for you, a season that you will rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. That's what it say, always. And again, I say rejoice.
Amen. Thank you. You said with your message tonight, that's what I did earlier today. I was prophesying with myself through the scriptures about being downtrodden and just studying, so that's confirmation. It's like, wow, that's exactly what I was doing today. Just feeding my mind scriptures about, you know, being downtrodden and, you know, like you said, be rejoiceful, because when you're suffering, that means your Christ is with you. When you're suffering,
amen,
you're going to see him.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. I receive
thank
that.
You, And also, you keep going, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your heart and mind through Christ. Go read Philippians. Even read the whole chapter of 4.
I would do that.
Because when you go down to 7, and say, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your mind through Christ.
Amen. I'll read that tonight.
Thank you, Father. And you know, tell us, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. There you go. When you rejoice, also tell them about your request. What do you want? What do you want God to do?
Right.
What do you really want? What are you believing in? What is your heart desire? You have faith and believing, and you bring your request to him in your prayer. And then while you're praying, you rejoice. I thank you, Father. I thank you that I didn't lose my mind. I thank you for what I have. I thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. I thank you for the strength. I thank you that you're bringing my joy back, that this will be an hour that I will reap. I will reap, not just reap the harvest, but I will reap in my spirit joy. The joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. Come on now.
Amen.
Come on.
This
is right. This is a word for you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's your strong time. He said it's going to rage in our life. Like early, what man of God, a woman of God, ain't going to go through nothing but joy. It's coming. So I pray that you would take this word, this prophecy, and speak it over your life throughout the rest of the month of August. My God, Holy Spirit, I felt that. Speak it throughout the rest of the month of August.
I will do that. I will do that. To kill myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I will do that. I will speak to myself. Mm-hmm.
Amen. And God, you're going to be walking around, and when the enemy comes like a flood, you're going to already know God didn't that standard. And you already know God is laughing because he's seen the enemy coming, and he knows the enemy is not going to overtake you. And when you know your father's laughing, that joy is going to just come out, and you're going to be laughing too.
Amen.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I receive that. Yeah, I have renewed my spirit already, so thank you so much.
Yes. Amen. You speak to the storm, peace be still. That's when Jesus spoke, peace be still. And the disciples that was in the boat saying, what kind of manner is this? What kind of power he carried where he speak to the storm and tell the storm, peace be still? Well, if the Bible verse in Romans 8 tell us, the same power that risen Christ from the dead, it's the same power lives inside of us. Peace be still in my life. Peace be still on my job. Peace be still with my body. Peace. I declare peace in this hour and season. I shall walk in peace. And once again, I feel this breaking with somebody's mind, with somebody's mind being set free. Thank you, Holy Spirit, whoever mind is being set free. Thank you, Father. Like you say, all power and authority have been given unto you. He give you not the spirit to fear, but what? Power, love, and a sound mind. That means you have self-control over everything. You are in the control. You, the ball is in your court. Either you're going to stand on the word or we're not going to stand on the word.
Amen. Amen. Standing on the word.
Even when our body going through stuff, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes it's me, Lord. It's me in the need of prayer. It's me. I need your help. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Y'all don't understand just that word, help me, Lord. We're saying help to you some of y'all, when y'all say, help me, Lord, help come quick. Help come quick. You just got to believe it.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So we thank the Father, and we thank him for his word, and we thank you, Father God, that her joy, she will reap. She will reap. Her tears will turn into joy, and that there will be an hour that she will rejoice. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Well, thank you, dear, and thank you for calling in. And we want to hear a testimony.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sean. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. You have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay.
Amen. I'm telling y'all, use these words. Speak it over yourself. These are prophecy. The prophecy is in the word. Speak the word. 303-517. This is Sister LaShawn. Man, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Veronica from Colorado.
Veronica?
Yeah.
Veronica from Colorado?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks.
Do you have a special prayer request?
No.
Well, let's see what the word God want me to give to you for a word and courage. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Wow. I don't know why I'm hearing this. Yeah, Lord, we all need to rejoice, I guess. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. I'm going to look up something. Thank you, Father. Let's see. I want to see something. Wow. I think Father, you are so good. Let me get the King James version. Thank you, Father. I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for what you're doing. God, the God is ready. I have something to do with that. I'm sure I might remember. Okay. John, I want to speak this word of encourage over you. John 15:11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now, this is Jesus talking, not LaShawn. John 15:11. These things have I spoken unto you. Unto you. How did he speak these things unto you? By you seeking him, praying, worship, reading his word. He speaks to us through his word, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy, that's the word of encourage and the word that I was going to prophesy over you tonight. Father God, I thank you. And we just declare and decree John 15:11. Father God, you speak to us through your word. You speak to us through worship, seeking you in the secret place. Father God, we just speak that your joy will remain in your daughter, and that the joy that's in her will be made full. Fill her up, Father God. were more and more and more and more and more. Fill her up, Father God. Fill her up, Father God, with your word. Fill her up, Father God, with wisdom. Fill her up, Father God. Fill her up. Stir up her spirit of discernment. Father God, that this thing will not overtake her. This thing will not weigh her down. This thing will not take her out, because the joy, your joy, Father God, is with her. Now I'm asking that you fill her up, Father God. Fill her up that she could continue on, that she will not keep her eyes on what's going on all around her, in her situation, in her home. Let her reap this hour, this season, the love of Christ, the understanding of the process that you've taken her through, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that what you got her right now, Father God, it's just seems enough, but she's fit to reap. You're getting in a place where you're going to reap. Father God, I just thank you for restoring, Father God, restoring her family in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the healing and deliverance, Father God. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the peace. The pieces that passes all understanding. I thank you for filling her up with more and more and more and more. Let her eat from your table. Let her eat your bread, partake of your bread in the name of Jesus. Fill her up with more and more and more in healing in her body. I speak healing in her body. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. 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 I speak a household deliverance. Household deliverance. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anything, or do you have anything you'd like to share?
Can you pray for my niece, Brianna?
Brianna?
Yes.
Yes. Is there a special request for her?
No, she just came to our house 4 or 5 days ago. And she's 18, and she's going back to her mom's house.
Father God, I thank you. Father God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just send peace be with her. Peace will be with her. Send peace be with her. Peace be in her home. Peace with her and her mom. Peace in her mind. Peace in her mind. Peace when she sleeps. Peace be with her. The peace, not the peace of not that this fake peace, but the peace that Christ promised, that the peace will go with her. Peace of sleep. Peace in her mind. Father God, I thank you. I thank you that your hands is on your daughter, and we speak the word that she is fearfully and wonderfully made, that she is a daughter of Zion. She don't know right now, but I see that she have a calling upon her life. So, Father God, I ask that you protect her identity. Father God, I ask that you protect her. Things that she struggling with in her mind. Peace in her mind. We come, Father God, we come and we stand against the spirit of depression and everything that's trying to oppress her. She will know who she is. She will know that she's a child of God. She shall know her calling. She shall know that you are real. She shall know that she is covered. She shall know her true identity and her destiny. Father God, I thank you for protecting her. Father God, we shut the mouth of the adversary. Father God, we speak no weapon formed against her shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against her, Father God, we condemn it. We cover her up under the blood of Jesus. And I just speak healing and deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. Deliver her household. I speak household deliverance. I speak that the angel will encamp around her. Angels to protect her. Angels to war for her on her behalf. And I speak, restore that relationship. Restore the relationship, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bind and we rebuke rebellious. We bind and we rebuke it. We bind and rebuke the spirit of rebellious, the spirit of destruction. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we speak that she shall walk in your will.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. And mm-hmm. I just pray that her mama will seek you on how you see her daughter. I just pray that her mama will seek you how you see your daughter. She's your daughter. So I just pray that, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else?
Amazing. Amazing.
Okay. I'm trying to clear my throat.
Pardon me?
No, I was just trying to clear my throat.
Oh, be careful.
Do you have any other prayer requests?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much. Drink some water.
Say it again.
I said drink some water.
Oh, I can barely hear you. I'm sorry.
I should drink some water. Thank you. So
I
much.
Am. I'm going to get some water now. I am. I'm mm-hmm. about to get up and get some water.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, 251-229.
Hi, woman of God.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Sister LaShawn?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
I'm grabbing me a bottle of water.
Yeah, that's good. And that's what I've been doing, drinking a lot of water. It's like that's where my taste buds have grown over to water more so than Coke or any of those products. So, but anyway, you doing better?
Oh, yeah. I'm hanging in there by the grace of God.
All right.
Yep, hanging in there. Is there a special prayer request you have?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the Lord for you being a prayer for you being actually on the PGN prayer line, for the PGN prayer line itself, Pastor Randy, well, Prophet Randy. And I just really want to, you know, thank the Lord.
Oh, you thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
let's see what the Father, what word of encouragement can I give you?
Okay.
Let's see. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your daughter. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. What word of encouragement do you want your daughter? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Okay. All right, let me look up something. Let me look up something. I want to make sure I have this right.
Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me put it just like what I heard it. Okay. I heard the Bible verse, I am your God. So I just want to see. Okay. The word that I want to encourage you, and this is what I heard, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sacrifice yourself, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Let's see if there's another Bible verse. That I don't think that's the one, but I want to make sure. Okay. And just be patient with me, because I don't think. But I heard that I am your God. I am your God. I just want to make sure which one I need to encourage you with. Okay. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, this is what I'm going to give you for the word of encourage. In the book of Acts 7 and 32, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. God, if he's the God that he did things for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's the still father that will do things for you. So in the book of Acts 7 and 32, but what it says, that I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Moses shook with fear and would not venture to look. So that same God that was back then is the same God that's going to be in your life. He's the same God. You fear him. Because they even say Moses shook with fear and would not venture to look. Because He sent. He told him, tell him who sent me. Who should I say? Tell him I am God. I am who I say I am. I am who I say I am. And that's what I want to speak into your life. God is who he say he is in your life. He is who he say he is. I am your God. And please understand that he is your God. He is your help. He's everything. He's the same
Father. I am that I am.
I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's saying, I am the same God. If you read your word and you hear what I did for Abraham, you heard what I did for Isaac, you heard what I did for Jacob, you think I want to do, did you not? Moses came after. Did you not know what I did to your fathers before you? God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you don't know? But if I did the same, I'm gonna do more for you. So he's saying, yeah, we're gonna look at the situation just like Moses did. We might tremble. We might be afraid, walk in fear. And some things we might not want to look. Moses didn't want to look because he was so in fear. But God is who he say he is. I am your God. I am your daddy. I am your father. I am your help. I am your strong tower. I am the word. I am who I say I am. That's the Father. And that's what I want to prophesy to you. Even you look at the situation, you look at things impossible, you look at what you're going through, you look at what the things are going on around you, but you got to look to God. God is saying, I am your God. I am your God. No other God come before me. There will be none before me and none after me, because I am God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
I don't know where they feed into you at, but that's just what I see. You know, that's the word of encouragement that I'm going to give to you and prophesy over you, that God is your God. He's your husband. He's your friend. He is what you need.
He's not everything.
He is what you need.
Yes, and I'm glad you, the word of God went forth on the night, because that is so true. I mean, it's been situational things that will make you be, you know, like Moses, fear and trembling. But when the Lord is in your life and he says, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And then he says, I am. I am. That's all he, you know. And once he says that, it's finished. I am that I am. So once he becomes a part of your life and step into the picture, that's all you need to know, is he's there. He's there, and he's there, here, now, today, and tomorrow, and forever. And all I need to do, I was just kind of expounding on what you were saying, but all I need to do is just step in it and walk it out. And believe and know that he's there when situations get rough. And then when the water starts raging and everything like that, that he is there. Because he says, I am that I say I am. Who do you say that I am? So that is awesome, an awesome word of God. Because I needed to really hear that, you know. And I'm going to invite my friend on the prayer line. I was going to, I don't know if she's sleeping or not, but she has, you know, she has children and this, that, and the other, but I really want to invite her on the prayer line to, so that she can get a word as well, because today she said, I'm just feeling down, and I told her to read Psalms 91, the prayer of protection, Psalms 23, and with Psalms 23 and Psalms 91, you're going to be okay with the whole word of God. You're going to be all right, you know, because mm-hmm. she needs help, you know, with the children and everything. And I just told her, hey, just go ahead and get the word of God, because he's in your life and he's going to make a way. And I believe mm-hmm. that myself, for my own self.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what you invite her on tonight, or?
Well, I did invite her on tonight, but she said she'll catch it next Friday.
Are you talking about the prayer in the morning?
For prayer. Just getting some information for that, so that she can be a part, because she really needs a word.
Mm-hmm. And you say this
she
is
really
your
wants
friend?
To get. Uh huh.
And what is her name?
Modesta.
I didn't even get it. What's her name again?
L A. D U S T A.
Okay. Well, we just going to speak 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So his grace will be sufficient for her even when she's weak, that God's power will be perfect for her. Even in her weakness, even when she's weak in her mind, when she's weak, you know, handling her children, that his grace is sufficient for her.
Mm-hmm.
That she will know how to, you know, boast in the Lord, that she will grab hold to his word, and that she will walk in his will. So, Father God, I ask that you strengthen your daughter. Give her strength, Father God. Give her strength in her mind and her body. Father God, we ask that you send her help, because we know her help comes from you. Send her help in her home. But Father God, I just speak that she will line up with your will. And I pray, Father God, that she will know you, that you are her help. You are her strong tower. And Father God, that she will understand your word. Send someone, Father God, that will teach, that she can learn from, to teach about your word. Give her wise counseling, Father God. Excuse me. Wise counseling with her kids. Wise counseling with her own household. with money, wisdom. We need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So, Father God, we can't do nothing without you. Nothing. We cannot do without you. So, Father God, I ask that you say if you be lifted up, that you will draw all men unto you. So, Father God, I ask that you draw as a woman, your child, unto you. And, Father God, help her unbelief, the areas that she's not believed. You know, help her unbelief. Help her faith walk. Is anything impossible for you? No, for you're not a God that you should lie. You're not a God that you should lie, and your word will not come back to you void. So, Father God, strengthen her in areas that she's weak. Strengthen her mind, renew her mind, and the weapons. The word tells us the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God, by pulling down those strongholds. Mm-hmm. So, Father God, I just thank you. Renew her mind, her mindset, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We thank you for calling in. Is there anything else?
Well, I just wanted to thank the Lord on tonight for the praying and the word of God that went forth, not only for me, but for everyone else, and encouragement. And Leah, my daughter, she's going to be, it's a form of nursing, which is called medical assistant. She's going to be pursuing that along with later on picking up more nursing courses. So it's like steps she's taking, but I just wanted prayer for that, and that she may go into the direction, be successful in that area, as well as the Lord ordering her footsteps.
So, Father God, we just come in agreement with her mom already spoke. Father God, I just pray that you would continue to renew her mind, that she will know how to renew her mind in your word, and she will line up with your will. Father God, I thank you for protecting and covering your daughter. Father God, keep her in your perfect will in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I ask that you touch her mind, that her mind will be renewed. And, Father God, make her strong, that her strength comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just wanted to say, continue to be a Proverbs 31 woman that you are, and may the Lord continue to bless you with life, health, and strength, and keep doing the word of God, because you're doing an excellent job.
Well, we give
to God be the glory.
That's right. To God be the glory. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed weekend.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, listen here, that's our last caller. I'm going to go ahead and end the show because I need to get my voice back restored. This is the night season, you know, nighttime. And, you know, I don't know what it is about the night, but I think those who's on here that's been praying for us, praying for me, and I just pray over myself. There will be no retaliation, no backlash. I cover my home. I cover my family up under the blood of Jesus. I cover my voice. I speak to my voice that it will be restored in the name of Jesus. I thank the Father for healing, and I just continue to pray for those that are sick in their body, those that are dealing with virus. And like I say, we do not need to walk in fear. What I'm seeing lately, a lot of people walking in fear. I know if I say this, people going to be like, oh, there she go. Ooh. But sometimes you just got to speak the truth. We got to pay attention when the enemy is causing fear. We have to ask the Father for spirit of discernment. Now, y'all probably say, oh, she's been very quiet and soft-spoken tonight. Yes, I have. But this is so serious. We walk in fear. The plan of the enemy is to bring you to a place of fear. And so I do have to say this. Now, like I tell y'all, take it up with God. Don't get mad at me. You take it up with God. You got to ask God, what do he think? What do you think? Should I do this? Stop being monkey see, monkey do. Just like I said, they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Then they turn around and say, crucify him. That's what type of nation we deal with. One minute we praising him, and then one minute we crucifying our neighbors. Now, they came out with these things. Now, y'all do what y'all want to do. Do what y'all want to do. But, you know, you got to ask God, what do you think? Should we do this? What do you think? they told people we're giving free COVID tests. You can give 4 per household. Anything would tickle people's ears besides us going into prayer and asking, Lord, what are you saying? This just don't sound right. Free COVID tests. We can get 4 per household. And so many people will go out and get these tests. And so you can get a tingling in your throat. Let me tell you. See, knowing this is a setup. Knowing it's a setup. A tingling in your throat. A little stuffy nose. You got the test in your house. Oh, I got this test. Let me just see if I got COVID. Come on, y'all. Come on. First little sniffer. First little runny nose. First little fever. Let me go check and see if I got COVID. Because COVID, they had put this fear up in us. Well, is we going to stand on the word of God? Believe Psalms 91, that no plague should come near my dwelling place. Come on. See, when you start talking about something like that, everything begins to drop. Y'all, don't be tricked by the hand of the enemy. You got a little sniffer. Well, back up in the day, first of all, nothing new up under the sun. They had virus out when we was coming up. Chicken pox, monkey pox, the whatever pox. They had all type of hay fever. They had all that when we was coming up. But then, too, when we were coming up, we didn't have central air. We raised the window, opened the front door. Back in the day, we ate off the land. Your mama, grandmama planted everything. They raised everything. There was no sinus infection, respiratory infection. It was thin, but not like it now. Things are so much COVID. What about the flu? What about a little cold? Because the weather changing, they spraying things. What about that? I'm just saying, don't walk in fear. If you sit there and say, well, I think I got COVID. I think I need to take this COVID test. You done already spoke it. You spoke it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Well, Lord, your body going to go through stuff. Because the society that we living in is not back up in the day. It's not how we was living back up in the day. Things are getting worse. Fruits is not the same. I grew up with fruits and vegetables that we grew. So I can look at some fruits and I can look at a cucumber and say that ain't no cucumber. I'm looking at bananas, even the organic bananas. I can look at it and say, what kind of banana is this? Well, what kind of fruit is this? What strawberry is this? What you can look at it and tell. So we got to pray. God, lead and guide me to the place you want me to get good fruits. If he tell you come out meat, come out meat. A lot of this allergens and stuff coming through the food, y'all. And we have to pray. I'm speaking over myself too. It's a lot of stuff. People never had asthma, getting a problem with their respiratory problem, because what they doing. And God see it. Don't fear it. You pray. God see it. God know exactly what they doing. We've been warning people. Pray over the kids' food. I see attack in the school over school food. Pray over their food. You need to pray over the school cafeteria food, the water. If you can, you send your kids with their own lunch. because I see attack in the school, over the school. I see kids getting sick over the food. Y'all, come on, wake up. Y'all, wake up. Thank God no pledge come near your dwelling place. No pledge. No pledge. You run a little fever. See, when we got sick and they thought we had the flu, they stuck up with some castor oil. And whatever it was, it came out. And we went on about our business. Seek God on things. Don't be a monkey see, monkey do. Because if you got these things in your house, soon as you run a fever, run a little cold, people don't want to hear this. The first thing you're going to pull out is they keep. Lord, I'm going to go ahead and get off of here because I don't want nobody to be saying, LaShawn, LaShawn, LaShawn. LaShawn said this. Well, one thing I'm just going to say, y'all see God. See God. See God. He ain't going to allow things to happen to you. You know, if it's happened to you, you pray, he's going to raise you up. It's people in the Bible that went through some stuff. Hezekiah, he had boils up on him. Come on. There's some people in the Bible had to go through some infirmity. But God's healed them. And they boils. Hezekiah had boils to where it was going to cost him his life. And who was Hezekiah? God gave him 15 more years. So God will honor you because he said, if you take care of my people, I'll raise you off the bed of affliction. I will sustain you. I don't care if they spray stuff in the air because we go outside, my eyes burning and everything. He said he's going to sustain me. Well, Lord, show me what I need to do to protect myself. You see what they doing. Well, what do we need to do to protect ourselves? We can't just be standing up in the house. What do we need to do? Okay, let me rest so my body can get healed. I'm just saying, y'all be careful. Y'all see God. Don't be a monkey do, monkey see, monkey do nation. You see God on something. A lot of people don't want to hear that. Because a lot of people trust in man and trust in signs and trust what they saying. Oh, this. Yeah, we know that's a virus out there. Yeah, we know what they did. We know it's out there. But fear not. If he say, all power and authority have been given unto us, you know, if he say, you shall eat or drink deadly, and it shall not poison you, harm you, we're going to have to believe it. We're going to have to believe it. If I eat something and my stomach turning, well, Lord, whatever this is, I rebuke it. I command it just to come out. But what am I doing wrong? So y'all have a blessed night. Thank y'all for coming on. Thank y'all for being on here. And I just pray that you will be in good health and that your soul will prosper. Thank you and God bless you. Y'all have a good night. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. God know the plan that he have for you. How will we know? Because he said so. It's good and not an evil. So you will have expected in. I'm going to leave with this song right here. Thank you and have a blessed night. All I ever needed, Jesus.
To be glorified through our worship so that people who don't know him would want to know him. And you know, God made it pretty easy for us. He was willing to send his only begotten son. His son was willing to give his life. And because he died on the cross for our sins, all we have to do is believe, and we can be saved. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 9 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. It's just that easy. And I want to ask you to accept Jesus into your heart, because I know for sure that that will be the best decision you have ever made and the best one you will ever make. Jesus changes everything. He gives you life. He gives you hope. He gives you peace. He heals your body. But you know what? The greatest miracle of all is that when we leave here, we get to be in his presence forever. It's eternal salvation. It never runs out. His love never ends. It never runs out. But you have to receive this gift. And so if you want it tonight, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of your son, Jesus. I believe that he died on the cross for my sin. And I believe on the third day you raised him from the grave. I confess I'm a sinner, but I believe you're my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I invite you into my heart. Be the Lord of my life for the rest of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I will be empowered to live a life pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that prayer and you believe it, you know what you're saying. You know what? He's your future. He's your hope. He's the anchor of your soul. Hallelujah.